It is the Riot Podcast. Hello.
It is good to be back again. Yesterday was so nice to hear from all of you who had missed us during our 2 weeks off where we did our Radio U Spring Fundraiser.
Yeah, so if you didn't give, do it. RadioU.com. Click on donate. Thanks to Chris and Julie, they gave snacks.
Which you'll hear a lot about in this podcast.
Actually, this is a very Canadian podcast.
Another one.
There's a lot of us eating Canadian stuff, and so thank you again for sending that. I tried the Mr. Big Bar. Nikki has Canadian dill chips, and you'll continue to hear me eat throughout
the show
as I just keep reaching for more candy. Then we find out about a Canadian maple syrup study.
More Canada.
So there's that. Also, we talk about Alien Day, like the movie Alien. That was a long discussion.
Was it? Did you check the time or something?
5 minutes.
We talked too long?
5 minutes.
Normally we try to keep it a little shorter than that. Our apologies.
Well, you know that. And then you'll also hear, Nikki has a lot of things to say today about chores and about domestic relationships and...
just relationships in general.
Right, because there's that. And then you're going to find out that there is a heart-wrenching lunch discussion that takes place as well.
There's some personal stuff. I feel like we're still getting back from the fundraiser, so we're all still a little tired.
You know what?
And when you get tired, too, you get emotional. You're getting back with working with everybody.
And you eat, and then you talk. You go places without coworkers, even though they asked you, maybe we could all go together.
Politely wait on that.
Yeah, so... You know, I mean, Chris is the one. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Enjoy the podcast. You'll hear it all there.
Yeah, so enjoy this podcast and have a great sunshiny Tuesday.
Yay!
Remember, it's not a great day. You make it great.
Oh, boy.
It's the Riot.
A morning without the Riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it.
Radio U.
Last night was the end of college basketball.
At least
for this season.
Yeah, when you say it otherwise, it sounded like, oh no, what happened?
What is he saying?
Well, it wasn't a good one, no.
Mm-hmm. So last night, North Carolina beat Gonzaga. Now, every time I say it out loud, suddenly I know Gonzaga.
Well, the one time in jest, he called it Gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola.
So now it's too hard to get outside of that.
So 71-65, lots of fouls, lots of free throws. Lots of free throws. That's pretty much the direction that game went. But more importantly, where did Radio U's Bracket Mania metagame go?
Yes, you had the chance to join our super secret Radio U bracket.
You did.
Which, you know, closed a while ago.
Yeah. Ohio Psych. That was the person who was in the lead yesterday. Still in the lead.
Hey, good job.
Ended up winning even though he picked Gonzaga over UNC.
Sure.
So...
congratulations.
Yeah, in number two was Jason. He picked UNC correctly, but he still ended up being 30 points behind. And then third place was Jarvis. But who was the first DJ? That's the important question. Scrolling.
Probably still Lance.
Nope. It was the HUD father.
Oh, Hudson ended up.
Hudson ended up at the top. He picked Baylor to go all the way. He ended up two places above Lance, who picked Villanova.
Hudson came back.
He did come back, actually. So congratulations to Hudson for winning Radio U's Bracket Mania, at least on the staff side.
No, that's fitting since he's the one who set it up. So
he is the one who set it up
quite nicely. That makes it just perfect for him.
Let me confirm this. Are we sure that... Yep, there's Hudson. He was in 21st place.
All right.
Woo! Yeah. So, Hudson, way to represent Radio U. Keeping it in the top 50.
21st place. Well, you know, with you guys, the listeners, we don't want to overshine.
No.
So we want you to have the top 20 spots.
That's exactly right.
And then we'll come in right after.
That is exactly
right. That's where we should be.
I feel good about that.
Good job.
I'm pretty sure, I'm still on page two.
Page two.
Yeah. So let's see.
Way on the other side.
And page two, apparently. There it is. No, that's Obadiah is my spirit animal. That's not the same one.
It's not you.
It's not me. Let's see. Oh, they're at 48th place.
Yay! Top 50!
Yeah, still in the top 50. So I'm feeling good about that. And let's see, Nikki,
where did I land?
Well, wherever you were on page one, so I can't find you. So
you can't even look?
Well, why is it not, what, did you name yourself something other than Nikki?
Well, Radio U Nikki.
Okay, there it is. You're in 33rd place.
Yay! Woo! We did really well.
Woo!
Okay, well, there's always next year.
Yeah, there is. We got plenty of time. This is a rebuilding season anyway.
It's fine. It's fine. Again, we don't want to take any of the top 20 spots.
Yeah, I don't want to take away from other people.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Well, maybe it's just early. Maybe that's the source of this really negative attitude that's coming to the surface, because we don't normally see that kind of behavior out of me.
Sure.
Normally I come in, it's very upbeat, excited.
Sure.
Really the attitude of almost like a curious child, just excited about all the different things that the world's going to show you and... you know, receiving each one as a gift, because life, it's all a gift, Nikki.
Sure.
All of it is.
Yeah.
But when 20th Century Fox announces that once again this year on 4/26, that it's Alien Day, and they're excited about all the Alien franchise items that are going to take place, I can't help but feel that negativity rise.
Sure, and people.
And so, Nikki, I need you to help.
Why are we having Alien Day?
Right. Well, you know, they've got a new Alien movie coming out in May.
I remember that. Boy, they should have been on top of it to get it closer to Alien Day.
Should have released it on the same day, right? So,
but in this way, they've got 2 days of promotion.
This is a day to promote that.
Sure.
Okay, so I took a look at their website to see all the stuff they're going to do. Like, see which one of these really leaps out at you. See if it sounds like they're putting any effort into it at all.
Do you have your buzzer or a ding, 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 ding?
You know what, Nikki? We're ready.
Maybe we'll hear the buzzer more often.
All right. How about the Ultimate Alien Fan Art Contest?
Oh, yeah. No, thank you.
All right. They're going to feature trivia challenges.
No. What are we at? Some restaurant waiting for our appetizers?
I know. All right, sign into this little box here, and the
and
results
the
will appear
game.
On the screen.
No, thank you.
Okay, there's going to be brand new merchandise revealed on that day. All right, and then last but not least, there's some more. Question and answer sessions with the cast members of the new Alien movie.
And you can watch videos of that.
I'm giving that a meh. Footage from the new movie. Digital art. That's the fan art contest with another name. Behind the scenes digital series.
Okay.
And then last but not least, a worldwide one night screening event in which you'll be able to see the original movie and then get a sneak peek
at the new Alien movie.
The new one.
This is all coming on Alien Day.
I'm going to give that a meh. It's like, okay, all right. Fine. I just don't feel like they're really that committed to it.
Honestly. I haven't seen anything for the new Alien movie.
Really? See, you and I are going to different places.
We are.
I know.
You've been pushed and I have not yet been.
I've seen a lot for it. My problem with the new Alien movie is that first off, it's the same thing about Prometheus. Like, they look, and I'm talking about the visual aesthetic, where they just look incredible. Like, just gorgeous,
that's
amazing.
That's how they get you. They just glam it really quick. And
they
you're
do.
Like, I don't know what I'm watching. And then you realize, I'm watching something lame.
And then the idea is like, oh, yeah, but the exciting part is everyone dies. There's going to be blood everywhere. And I'm like, well, what if they went somewhere cool that didn't happen?
Okay? Then it wouldn't be Alien.
It wouldn't be. It would be something else, like Star Trek or something. I don't know. But I just look at it and I'm like, well, you know, I'm good.
So what day is Alien Day? April 26th?
Well, see, it's April 26th because, as you'll recall, Nikki, the original film starts with them stopping off at LV 426.
No.
426.
Nope, and I'm glad I asked because I did not know why.
Go ahead. That's fine. I think your fan art looks great, and I think you've got a shot.
I'm going to turn that in because I want to be able to get the behind-the-scenes footage that I want for the new movie and the old stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So April 26th is
I hope that's a weekday so we can celebrate together.
Yeah. So I'm going to wear my...
your Alien merchandise, which is available, I'm sure, now.
Well, and I'm excited about the new merchandise they're going to unveil because I need to, you know...
Step your game up.
Well, I haven't spent enough. It's time to spend more.
Not enough that you're wearing a Flash t-shirt today.
What? That's a completely different universe.
I know it's different, but they're next door to each other.
You feel like maybe this is the pot and the kettle thing? Is that what you're feeling like?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's like,
here, Nikki,
not a big leap from your Flash shirt to Aliens official merchandise.
They didn't know that. You didn't have to bring it up.
I mean, it's on Flash Day, so...
You didn't have to bring it up.
You have your hoodie on. Just cover that right on up. It just looks like a red shirt. Then.
Well, you're wearing your Adidas shirt.
Yes, that's fine.
Well, there's nothing wrong with this.
Okay. We're all wearing our own separate things.
You know what? See, now it's become personal. Nikki's like that chimpanzee.
No, I'm just telling you
you're flinging poo right now.
In the grouping of clothing and merchandise, you are wearing something that I feel like they could get you to jump to the merchandise rather quickly. So you hold that line, all right?
I'm holding the line.
You do that.
The Riot knows that laziness isn't easy. Avoiding work is work. The Riot on Radio U.
Your question of the morning, we just want to know who is the current, men's Division I college basketball championship.
This one's not hard unless you went to bed early and just woke up.
Just woke up and
was not sure, but John was first with your answer.
John, who is it?
Hey, it was UNC.
You are correct, sir.
Very good. Enjoy your Riot gear.
Did you pick them for
Thanks
your bracket?
I picked the Pittsburgh Steelers for my bracket. I
nice.
Gave up this year.
Well, I don't think you won anything.
Technically, they haven't lost yet. So.
True.
I've got a perfect record.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a great
way
day.
To get around that. Have a
Thanks
good
a
one. Bye bye.
Yep. So, congratulations to UNC. Everyone else, I hope you won something for last place in the bracket or something like that.
Well, it's an honor, like it is to be nominated. It's an honor just to be involved in the brackets. So
you had enough friends to be in a bracket.
Yeah, you had a group of people that you were together with. So
fantastic. It's
that
wonderful.
I think is a big step for this year.
Nikki, I completely agree with you.
So it's good.
I'm 100%.
Even
that.
If you were in 21st and 30th place.
Yeah. But I'm feeling strong.
Well, you should be.
Okay, so this brings us, Nikki, to our great championship that's taking place today. The Canadian Box.
Well, give some context, please.
Okay, we have friends in Canada. These are the people I DJ'd their wedding. I reached out to them about sending us some stuff. And they have.
Okay. It's
so,
here.
Yeah. It's upstairs. So the question is, 10 minutes or 30 minutes?
Why don't we start in 10 minutes? Because I have a feeling it'll last through the 30 minutes.
Well, it might. Because it's going to take a while.
Depends on what's in the box.
And I'll tell you something else. I'm going to open it live. So that'll take a long time to open. Just get prepared for that. That's 5 minutes right there.
Cut it open first.
Nope.
Just don't lift
the whole
it.
Process.
It's taped a lot.
I know. But
well, we'll do that soon. I think 10 minutes.
All right, well, let's play Sports Foot and you go up and get the box.
I'm sorry, what?
You go up and get the box.
I don't want to get the box.
Well, I don't want to go up and get it.
I'm not going upstairs.
All those stairs? You want me to climb those stairs?
Why didn't you bring it down with you?
I haven't been upstairs today.
I'm not that hungry.
Okay.
Just so lazy. We're like, well, we'll just do it tomorrow.
Well, hey, guys, never mind what we said about the box. We're doing it tomorrow.
No, you're going to go up and get it. It's on your desk.
If you're wondering why Nikki wouldn't go up and get the box.
Why should I go get it? It's not on my desk.
Because, Nikki, as...
I would feel rude go rifling around your area.
I know, but see, my thing is that I feel like as a strong woman, if you allow me to go get the box...
That's me, you winning.
What you're saying is... That you're not strong enough to carry the box.
No, I'm fine with it. In fact, I want to see if you can.
I think you're communicating some belief about gender inequality that I feel like echoes throughout the halls of time.
And plus, I feel like this was also sent to you and you, I mean, you know these people in Canada,
uh-huh.
So it'd be rude of me to just take the box.
Okay. All right, well, remember that when I find that Kit Kat with the cookie dough in it.
Well, that's mine.
That
if that's
obviously
in there, that's
it
mine.
Was sent to me, and I carried it all the way down here. So that's
you're right,
the,
I don't want to play
that
share game.
That.
No, I know someone want to go upstairs and get it.
Okay, now we're speaking truth now.
Do you want to go upstairs and get it?
No, I just knew that it was going to have to be me that goes up and
it's
gets it.
It's at your desk.
Because,
it really is.
Like, between the two of us, only one of us is the grown-up that does the actual work. So I'm going to have to go upstairs. And I
that's
mean,
not you. Just in case listeners need a
what
refresher.
What are you talking about? What are you talking
in
about?
In case they need a refresher on the rules and roles of the riot.
Right.
That's not you.
It is?
Nope, it's not.
I'm the one that, look who's doing all the work today. Going upstairs and getting it, the
if
box.
If that's our only work for today of going upstairs and getting the box
well,
of candy.
Well, it's the only work I'm doing.
Of candy?
That's the only work I'm doing.
That's all we've got.
Nikki totally shirked that responsibility, just like everything else.
I'm just passing it along to you.
Yeah, I'm delegating.
Hey, that's a sign of a good leader.
Yeah, so go ahead, Nikki. I'll be down here.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
Box Nikki, time.
I have here from Chris and Julie, Canadian friends, a box of Canadian goodies.
This started last year. We talked about a couple of items that was in Canada only. And another listener sent us a huge box of goodies. She's in the Manitoba area. And at that time, you also reached out to some friends, some listeners, and said, hey, are any of these items that you could find and then send them to us?
And so we have this box of Canadian goodies. We do not know what it contains.
No, but a lot of it stemmed around when we were talking about these Oreo eggs, not the U.S. ones, but there's a Canadian version from Cadbury that you cannot get here in the United States.
I will tell you, it looks like Chris and Julie bought some tread-safe, slip-resistant Nancy shoes.
Is that the shoe box
that
came in?
That's what it says on the inside, yeah. Hey, this was a clever way to pack them in. They just filled those up with air.
Ziploc baggies with air. I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. To Obadiah and Nikki. Ska, and then I ate the whole thing.
Oh, cute.
We're all fans of the Supertones. Yeah. In fact, after I DJed their wedding, I saw them at a Supertone show in which we all danced the day away.
Very nice.
You know what? Hi, dear Obadiah and Nikki. And this is covered in dog stickers, Nikki.
Cute.
That must be for you.
that's my touch.
As promised, here's some Canadian delights for your pretty faces. Oh, that's for me.
Cute.
Sorry for it being so delayed. May these treats be unto you a satisfaction of the highest degree. Much love to you both. Praying you have a beautiful Easter. Your friends, Chris and Julie.
P.S. Oh, thank you.
OB, may we skank again soon.
Cute.
Yes, yes. Okay, so let's see what we got here. We've got Mr. Big,
that's
the original.
That's a big chocolate bar.
That is a huge candy bar. What is that, do you think?
Is it like a Twix, maybe? I've never heard of a Big.
Okay, I don't know. So there's one for each of us, but it's from Cadbury.
Sure.
Okay,
just
original,
chocolate bar.
Dill pickle chips. Oh.
Maybe. I love pickles.
You like pickles. That's
I really
right.
like
okay.
pickles. I'm curious to try that.
Ketchup chips.
We've tried those, yeah.
Okay, now we've got Kit Kat.
Wait, what flavor?
It's just straight Kit Kat.
Just regular?
Yeah. Like, I've got some Oreo eggs. I've got... Cadbury, just straight chocolate bars.
Those are good.
Chocolate-covered raisins, which I love.
Ooh, I wonder what Canadian raisins are like.
A crunchy bar. Sponge toffee.
That's a toffee bar? I think we've had that.
There's a coffee crisp in there, which you've had that too. There's some more raisins. Cara milk. That looks really good, actually.
Is that Cadbury too?
Yeah, it's all Cadbury.
They run the market.
They'd totally be like our
Hershey's.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. Let's take a minute. Let's come back. What do you want to eat?
I would like to try the dill potato chips.
All right.
I want to try the pickled potato chips.
Okay, so is it going to be that and
well, I've had the ketchup chips before.
You haven't had the Lay's ketchup chips?
Yeah, we have. We've had Lay's ketchup chips.
We have?
Maybe the U.S. version, but we've had Lay's ketchup chips.
All right, fine. Well, I want to see what the heck this big bar is
about. We don't have to eat the same thing. We can eat together.
Are you sure about that?
Okay, more than one option.
Okay.
I want to try the pickled potato chips. I like pickles.
I think that sounds like one of the worst things you could do to a chip.
Are you going to eat one?
The dill pickle ones? I believe you just said we don't have to eat the same thing.
We don't. I just was curious. I was just asking. Easy there. But
Nikki, I'm just saying, in this court of law.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's go to the court reporter. Did she or did she not say?
What were you typing out?
No, I want to try this Mr. Big Bar.
Fine.
I feel like... Now, are we going to have a bad attitude about it, Nikki?
No.
In front of all our friends and Chris and Julie that went to all this effort to send us this box. Is that what we're going to do?
No, we're not.
We're going to have a bad attitude.
We're going to have a good attitude about it.
Okay, because we choose our attitude. We can't choose the circumstances, right? But we can choose our attitude.
You're right.
Okay, so I'll have a Mr. Big Bar. And if you want, I'll try one of those disgusting ketchup or those chips.
Pickled potato chips?
Yeah.
The dill pickle.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
So we got them. We got
Taste
our Canadian
time.
Snacks, Nikki. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. So your dill pickle chips, you want to go first?
I love pickles. I love potato chips. I just wish these were like the wavy kind. I'm just so disappointed when they're not.
Okay.
But it's just one of the flat potato chips. fine.
Do you really like the riches?
I do. I think it adds something to it.
Okay.
The all-dressed flavor, which has become more popular here in the United States.
That's your favorite.
That's uber popular in Canada. That's my favorite flavor. And those are coming wavy. These do not. So do you want to try the pickle first? Or
no, you go right ahead. That'll ruin everything that follows it.
That will be a strong flavor. Oh, those are pretty good.
Ugh. Don't
it's just got a nice little kick, you know? A nice little zesty flavor of pickle.
Okay, so I have this thing called a Mr. Big Bar.
Never heard of him before.
Yeah, me either. But he's big in Canada.
Apparently.
So
it is actually a very big candy bar.
It's huge, and I have no idea what's in it.
Did you look it up, or? Is it Rice Krispies?
Well, okay. It's like a, what's that, like a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Surrounded by a Nestle Crunch.
Okay. So you got a lot of crunching going on.
I feel like there's one other thing in this, like a caramel or something, but I'm not getting what it is.
Does it tell you its description on the front?
Wheat, soy, milk, barley, peanut, may contain tree nuts. That's not doing. No, there's no description on it. It doesn't say, like.
What's great is try Googling big candy bar. It's not giving me anything. Is there another name with it?
No.
Like, is it Cadbury's
Big? Cadbury Mr. Big.
Okay, Mr. Big, that's it.
Yeah, it's not just big. It's
Mr. Big candy bar.
Uh-huh.
Well, it looks pretty good.
Mm.
It's the largest size candy bar produced by Cadbury in Canada. Oh, that's where the name came from.
It's delicious.
It's the standard bar is made of layered vanilla wafer coated in caramel, peanuts, and Rice Krispies covered in chocolate.
Yeah, there it is. Now the question is, in the middle
they
of
call it covered in brown simulated chocolatey coating. Isn't that just chocolate? Or
well, maybe not, Nikki.
Is that a lot of, like, we can't really call it chocolate, so we...
Now the question is, are you going to try the Canadian Kit Kat?
It's just going to be the more sugary tasting one. I really wanted to try a flavor one.
So you're just not going to try it at all?
I don't think I am yet. I'm going to enjoy the pickle chips.
What's the matter?
Why are you making a face at me? Why can't I enjoy this flavor?
Well, I didn't say you couldn't, but you're not even going
to
try.
I'm going to get to it, but it is just a Kit Kat bar, guys. It's a Canadian Kit Kat bar, which means it's going to give me a headache in 20 minutes.
Man, seriously? Like,
what's wrong? I don't know.
Like, all right,
I don't know.
I got my Lay's ketchup chips
you
here.
You actually like ketchup chips, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yep. So, I don't need some soda to wash these down with.
I'll go get you something.
I feel kind of like we're at the movies. I feel like we need to turn a movie on.
Because we're just snacking.
Look at all this
snacks. Well, thank you guys for sending more Canadian treats for us.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
I've almost had my entire bag of chips.
The ketchup chips, that is a new favorite to flavor of yours.
Yeah, it's really good. And we also have learned that the Mr. Big Bar is actually, quote, iconic.
Yes, for the Riot taste test, we tasted a few more Canadian items from a new Canada box that we had.
Yep.
And the Mr. Big Bar is very popular in Canada.
Yeah. What about the crunchy?
What do you mean? Is that a different one?
Yeah, that was the crunchy. I just feel like I want to have one more piece of candy before it's over.
One more piece of chocolate? Why don't you pick one? Try the chocolate-covered raisins.
I love raisins. And they're healthy because they're raisins.
Well, that's a good choice for the morning, isn't it?
Yeah, the Glossette raisins.
So what are they called?
Glossette raisins. They may not be as iconic as Mr. Big over here, but
it'd
you know.
Be like our version of Raisinettes.
Mm. I should have cleared the palate a little bit from those ketchup chips.
You got a lot going on.
Mm.
A lot over there.
Now I really feel like we should be watching a movie.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
Just chocolate-covered raisin?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's that Canadian flavor. It is different.
The chocolate. They use real chocolate a lot of times.
Real chocolate with real sugar.
And it hits you a little bit harder than, like, here I feel you could have big run of a lot of candy, a lot of chocolate, and you could last a good distance with it. But when it has real intense chocolate, there's only so much you can have before you start feeling
it. Okay, we have to stop right now.
Did you hit the wall?
No, shit.
That's it. No
We're
more.
Done.
No more.
Everybody shut it down.
Put it all away, will you?
I'm bagging it up. I'm putting it away. Don't eat anymore.
All right.
Whew. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, Nikki, here's the thing. If I begin, you know, something on the floor, shaking, whatever, you know how to dial 911, right?
I'll take care of you. I can text them.
No, you know you have to do it right away, right? That it's not one of those things where, like,
I have to call, eventually, but I don't like making phone calls.
Eventually, you'll get around to it.
What if I call and hold the phone up for you? Because I just don't like making phone calls.
It could be. Okay, fine. But, like, if I'm foaming at the mouth and I can't talk,
I'll get
you
details.
Have to talk to him.
No, I'll ask someone for help.
No, she's going to text Nick. Nick, could you call 911?
Get the fuck out.
Odai is unresponsive.
But I don't feel comfortable in doing any more. I told you if you ever choke, I'll save you.
Mm-hmm. I know, but this isn't choking. This is something
else. I'll push you into the table because it'd be weird.
Hey,
I don't want to hurt you.
You've been on the ground for a long time. Are you getting up?
No, you're fine. You haven't had that much.
It's time to talk again.
Are you going to talk?
Hello?
Okay, now I'll play another song. It's fine.
You know what? I'm telling Michael about this, that you wouldn't talk to me. I'm telling.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
You know, dating's hard, right? I mean, there's meeting people and then meeting someone that's willing to spend time with you.
And then keeping up that relationship, spending time with the person.
Honestly, sometimes I wonder it's any wonder any of us ever get together ever. It seems to be that there are one or two people in every social circle that everyone wants to date that person, and then eventually we all just settle. Is that
accurate? Maybe.
That's not a nice way to say it. That's a little depressing. Okay.
That's a little bleak.
A little too. I would have done great in sociology.
A little too honest there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what if you just decided to give up on your social circle and just marry a robot?
That's a possibility.
I mean, think about it. You've got a robot. They're not getting any older. So like you're getting older. They're staying the same age. Kind of.
This also seems bleak.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Really, what are you looking for? Somebody that can talk to you, which is just responding. So, you know, you put Siri or Alexa in there and you're like, hey, how's the weather? And it would tell you the weather.
There, that's a conversation.
Boom. Isn't that what you're looking for in a relationship with another person?
Now, this guy, though, I saw the article. Was he in China? And
yeah.
He married a robot?
Yeah.
Because he just couldn't find anybody else?
Says he just couldn't find anybody.
Okay, is that because in China there's more women or more men?
Well, I mean, to me it sounds like it must have been more men than women.
Because it's hard in China if you're like... In 19, they say, like, you're past... Like,
you're too old.
Like, you're just a spinster or something like that. It's bleak for... Because there's so many women who are just trying to find somebody.
Apparently not enough. Or they didn't meet this guy's rigorous standards.
I know. That's why I don't understand. I'm like, I thought there was so many more women than men.
He finally was
why
just like...
Why should he find somebody?
I'm just going to marry this robot here, so...
And he made the robot.
Yeah, he did. But let's see. He says that
I don't want to hear what he has to say.
You know...
It just seems
weird. This is why he can't find anybody, Nikki.
No one wants to hear him.
Women keep saying, I don't want to hear what he has to say.
Perhaps because he started out when he went out on a date like, hey, I'm interested in building robots. Maybe that's what he started off with.
Well, what do you think he should lead with?
Not that. You got to ease people into that sort of thing.
Well, I would think like if he's an engineer and he's an AI expert, it says. So that to me is just like this guy.
He's going to have to take it easy.
Don't want to mention any of that.
Easy.
Or does he start with bowling? I love bowling.
That's something more relatable for everybody.
I don't know. So here's what he says, that she can respond in several phrases, say a few words, and he plans on upgrading her over time so she'll be able to walk and do chores around the house.
Whatever.
What? I'm sorry, that's not okay?
No, as a woman, that still offends me, even if it's a woman robot.
Well, I don't understand why that offends you, because, Nikki, if you're gonna, here's the thing.
I don't know either.
If you're going to live in this house, everybody's got to pull their weight.
We all do, not just build the robot so the poor robot has to do it all.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
I don't understand.
I don't think I like this guy.
Having a robot that does chores is perfect.
Yes, but the robot needs to be like... half male, half female, so it can just be everybody's responsibility, you know, not one gender.
He's not saying he's not doing any chores.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. He does not say that. That to me, that
that's
just
what
shows.
I feel like.
You know what? That's your bias, and you're painting that onto the circumstances. Here's
to the
a guy,
man who made the robot.
Right. Okay. First off, you said you don't want to hear what he has to say. So this guy has that problem with women everywhere. He finally builds his own woman bot, and he wants her to do some chores. Now, again, all he's saying is she's not going to work. She's not anything. She's there at the house all day. Would it kill her if, you know, maybe she ran the vacuum once?
She cleaned up. She is the vacuum. She's the robot.
Well, So then, but you find that offensive?
I don't know.
You have a Roomba that goes and sweeps up, but do you ever say to yourself, like, you know what? This Roomba needs better representation. You know what, Roomba? Take the day off. I'll vacuum today.
I'll do it.
You've had enough.
I didn't marry Roomba.
Well, but you could have.
No. I just don't like this.
You know, it just feels like we got a real can of worms here.
It must be. That's why it was hard for him to find somebody.
I don't feel like this guy's expectations are too much. If I even had a roommate, it would be like, look, sometimes you have to do the dishes. Okay? No big deal.
As long as it wasn't created to just only be the one to do the dishes.
Well, I'd love to have a robot that only does
not learning
the,
anything.
Here, do the dishes.
You do everything.
Stuff.
I'd buy that.
I would buy a robot that would just do all the work.
I would too, but I wouldn't marry the robot.
But so you want a different robot to marry and then a different one for household chores? I don't understand.
I don't know either.
You know, Nikki,
I just don't like some of the story.
It's the new millennium.
It's
like
very uncomfortable.
This guy is just trying to make it in this world, okay? That's all he's trying to do. He's trying to find acceptance and love, and there were no people that would love him, so...
So he made a robot to marry.
Yeah. What? He put himself to sleep, and they removed a rib, and boom, they made a robot.
Oh, gosh.
Isn't that...
That's not how the story goes.
What's the big deal?
That's not it.
Want to shove the riot in your pocket and make them talk on demand?
Blah, blah, blah.
The Worst of the Riot is now a daily podcast.
Now let's get this on the internet immediately.
Download it now or listen through the Radio U app.
I just want you to know the chore discussion is still going on.
No, it's not. We're done
still
with
going
it.
On.
It is a riot.
Like,
you can
okay, do you
text 877 to Radio U. I don't feel anything.
Okay. No. You do. And I want us to get down to the source of it. Do you feel like Eric's not pulling his weight at home?
Oh, no. Eric is very helpful.
Okay, so what is it like?
He is very, very, very helpful.
Oh, so this goes back to childhood then?
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
Oh, I think it does.
Nope.
All right, then.
I didn't have to do too many chores when I was younger. I've never even mowed, remember?
Never mowed? What, have you gotten your own gas one time?
No, I know how to fill my car up with gas. Okay. I can't do an oil change, but.
Right, okay. Right. So that's something.
That's something.
Yeah. I know how to put gas in my car.
No, I don't. Like this, because
okay,
one of us is gonna get mad. It might just be
I'm
me.
I'm perfectly calm. So I don't. So
where, I don't know. I don't like the robot guy.
All right, but where in your life do you feel like people aren't pulling their weight, and you already know where it is because I can see the look on your face that says you know
and
what
it's
it
not
is.
You, it's not you, which is what people are thinking. It's not him.
Okay, you're touching your face.
No, she's I'm not. Like, it's yeah, hot. It's like, hot in here. It's hot in here. It's hot in here. I just don't like this.
The cold fire
person.
Of rage is burning.
No, I don't understand this person, and I don't think we would have matched well, which is why he didn't find somebody.
That's why
to.
He had to build a robot.
That's why he had to.
I feel like you're transferring your feelings onto this person. I don't feel like this person is causing the problem. I feel like it's someone's holding up a mirror, okay, and you're looking at it, and it's reminding you of some things where, you know,
no.
They should do some chores too.
No, that's not it.
Okay,
Nope.
I've seen it. I think I see where it's coming from. But guys, you heard it. It wasn't me. Like, I took the trash out a bunch last week.
No, you're so helpful, too. You are very helpful.
So, I mean,
he always is very, very helpful.
I'm helpful, guys.
Put your scissors down. He's got scissors in his hand.
Why am I holding these scissors?
I don't know.
I must feel threatened.
Yes, put them down.
All right, I'll put those down. Hey, are we ready to move on, or do you want to talk about it some more?
No, I'm fine to move on. I wish we could.
You sure you don't want to? Do you have something that you want to talk about?
Just something about the man who built his own robot to marry. I just dislike, so.
Okay.
I just have to get over that.
Well, you know what? If there weren't such high standards out there, maybe this guy.
There's plenty of women out. What didn't work out?
But see, you automatically assume it's him.
Well, yeah, because there are so many women who are looking for somebody that I have a hard time believing there wasn't somebody.
I feel like you're blaming the victim. That's what's happening.
That's
right here.
I can't even talk about it. I don't even talk about it anymore. Okay. No, I don't understand.
All right. In a couple of minutes, let's talk about the internet.
Maybe that'll because as a woman, I don't want to feel like I can be replaced by a robot. Is that it? Is that it?
Boom!
There it
your
is.
Words.
Yeah, that's it.
Eric's at home like, hey, what's this guy's number?
It's like, hey, we're more than that.
Hey. honey, just want to let you know, she's not here to replace you, but...
Can't stand it.
We got a wife bot.
Oh.
She's going to hang out here, you know? She, and see, then pretty soon you'll be like, well, why isn't she vacuuming? She should do some chores.
Chainsaw, pickaxe, shotgun, ammo, flashlight, pipe bomb, Twinkie. What am I missing? Ah, the Riot. Radio U.
Now, I would like to introduce you to one of the most Canadian studies in history. It's been a big Canada day. Nikki and I have still a box full of Canada snacks. Do you think maybe I should eat a Canada snack while we talk about
this
it?
This is okay. A new Canadian box.
All right.
Full of snacks.
I'll tell you what, we'll take a break from the snacks again. Maybe do that later. But McGill University, it's in Montreal, Canada. They had a study in which they wanted to test the effects of maple syrup extract on viral infections. And
a healing thing?
I said viral, bacterial strains of infections.
Sure.
Just to see what happens.
So like if you got sick, would they prescribe you maple syrup or?
We're headed in that direction.
Okay, let's see what they say. I'm ready.
Okay, so here's what they did. They made like an extract in which they basically took the sugar out of it and went just to the maple.
Like whatever the heck that means. Molasses or something?
I guess. So the first test involved taking several of these bacteria strains and just exposing them to the maple. Nothing happened. No big deal. But the second test checked to see if the extract could enhance the antimicrobial potency of common antibiotics. So in other words, little maple syrup with your antibiotic.
Could it help the antibiotic?
They say that the extract was potent with the antibiotics so that you needed 90% less of the antibiotic to fight the bacteria.
Because it ate the bacteria or it helped?
I don't know. Maybe the antibiotic was, it ate more once you put maple syrup on
maybe.
It.
Maybe. It was hungry.
I mean, I've done that with pancakes before. You get the right kind of syrup on it, you eat a little more than you meant to.
I guess it'd be similar to like apple cider vinegar. People always talk about that. Or there's other more natural cures that you can add or just use as a help if you're sick.
So they say that this came from basically an interest in Canadian folk medicine. Like indigenous peoples, they say there in Canada, have often used maple syrup as a way to fight infections, et cetera, et cetera. Well, they just kind of wanted to look at like, well, all right.
They want a scientific look at it.
Is there anything to this or what? And there may be. Now, they say that this could be great because there's a concern of overuse of antibiotics. So if they could cut the amount of antibiotic that you would take by 90%
or more than that, then
that would actually be a good thing.
Here,
plus,
depending
the
on
Canadian
your,
maple syrup industry
really
all of a
wants
sudden.
You to. I don't know. Like here, I mean, if you get an antibiotic, it's pretty cheap or if not free a lot of times.
Right.
Depending on what your plan is. But I could see right there at the pharmacy is a big like... selection
maple
of maple syrup. And if you've ever bought maple syrup, because you'd need pure maple syrup with
the
this.
The real stuff.
Not the normal stuff in the pancake aisle. You know, pure stuff. That's way more money than your antibiotics would have ever been.
Now, that's true.
Like, it's very expensive.
You get yourself some real maple syrup, you might as well go to that other part of the store and get yourself a bottle of... whatever, vodka, something. Like it's maple syrup is
so expensive.
So expensive.
Yeah.
But you know what, Nikki? If you're getting the pure stuff... it's so worth it.
I do feel like every culture, though, has that item that you could replace maple syrup for. It's whatever your culture has. So,
all right. Well, they say that it could be used with antibiotics in the future. They're still doing the research, but big maple syrup paid for all this.
All that study.
Don't want to talk to the Riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2 Radio U.
You know what, Nikki? I feel like there's been a theme today.
What is it?
Well, I feel like you're internalizing a lot of conflict.
I'm not internal. Why are you taking it
that
way?
No, actually, you know what? It's not internal. You're externalizing a lot of conflict. Because we had the whole robot thing. If you guys missed that, it'll be in the podcast. That's fine. But the other thing is, Chris walks in here yesterday. One of our favorite restaurants, not because it's good, but because it's cheap.
That's what we call it.
We literally call it cheap Chinese. That's what it means. Like, it's a Chinese restaurant where they don't guarantee it's good. They just guarantee it's cheap. And fried. So that's it. And they have changed locations. They were in the old building, now they're in a new building.
They literally walked across the street with all their stuff, and there it is. And I haven't been there since they walked and moved.
Right. And so Michael and Chris went there for lunch yesterday without Nikki. And then I didn't even know this. Nikki's like, well, I can't believe they went there. Because you wanted to go there today.
Well, that was one of the options today.
I didn't even know you wanted to go there today.
I said that yesterday. Now I'm going to whine, and I don't want to be that way.
You know what?
I don't want to. Does that mean we're better than this, Nikki. We're better than this.
Nikki, does that mean that no one ever listens to you when you're talking?
Well, if no one remembers.
Well, I mean, I was listening. I just don't retain it.
Yesterday, I brought up some choices that maybe we'll have for lunch today.
Okay.
And that was one of them in there. So I felt like...
I don't remember that being in the list. But okay, all right. Did you talk to me about it?
And Chris. You guys were all in the same room at the same time.
Oh, I didn't see Chris at all yesterday.
Yeah, he came in the morning.
Oh, no, I don't remember talking to Chris at all. Are you sure?
I felt like...
I don't even think Chris was here yesterday.
Yes, he was. He was totally here. I felt like that would have been a part of like, hey, let's not go here because that's a choice for today. So now it's not on the choice for today.
So you feel like Michael and Chris should have probably gotten in the car, driven about 25 minutes just to make sure that they didn't eat anywhere
that
you may have chosen for lunch today.
Not may have and not me, but us as a group chosen for our special lunch today because it's like a post-fundraiser lunch. We talked about that yesterday.
Now, we did talk about that. Like, hey, guys, we should go out and kind of celebrate. Like, let's go out for a post-fundraiser lunch.
So I was just shocked when it wasn't on the list because they went already.
Yeah.
And so they were not doing that today.
Do you
we're
going
like, to go someplace else.
You want me to draft an email? Just, but I won't copy you on it. I'll act like we didn't talk about it.
Can you address it to the group so it's not like we're singling out? So no. It's not like that.
Hey, just want to let you know that we've been planning on going to lunch today, but some people have decided to go to other lunch places.
On
and thereby
other days?
Right.
And not check with the group.
Michael's the most inconsiderate because not only does Michael like do that at lunch, but then you'll bring something up. He's like, well, I went to dinner last night.
It's always.
I went to dinner there two nights ago.
Always.
That guy never eats at home.
Never. And it's always what you wanted the next day for lunch.
He senses. What's interesting, though, is that I think the problem is it's his nighttime meal. You and he are on the same wavelength for food, but you're waiting until lunch.
Lunch the next day.
And Michael's like, no, I'm going to dinner tonight.
So, it's just tough. It's tough.
It is tough.
And it's hard in our situation. I think it's just our personalities. We can't just say, it doesn't come off as nice all the time. Like if you don't want to go to the person's lunch choice, it's almost like you're the dumbest person in the world. How dare you choose that lunch location? I can't believe you. And you're left like questioning why did I choose that? Like what's wrong with me?
I didn't do it.
And I just wanted the Chinese place for lunch. That's it.
Well,
so I'm just prepared for whatever we choose to do today.
So what you're saying is whatever we do today, it won't be what you wanted.
No, I need some other options.
I feel like you're zeroed in on cheap Chinese and you feel a personal sense of betrayal.
Well, Chris and I talked about it during the fundraiser of like, we can't wait to try it when we come back because they moved and
so,
it's new.
Really, this is a Chris and Nikki problem.
It is. It's hard. And I'm going
to
get over it, but
Chris
I thought we were on the same level and we're not.
The only thing I'm going to say is that, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, like, I don't think we should go to the wing buffet today.
No, I'm fine with that if you don't want to.
Well, the thing is that I have learned that if we go to the wing buffet, I have to clear my entire afternoon and evening schedule.
Well, I feel at this point it'd be emotional eating for lunch. That's even worse.
Nikki's over there eating wings like, well, Chris, I hope you like it here. I could have gone to Chinese boy over here. Here,
I'm
take
all
this
those
bone.
Flavors of it just because I wish we could have gone.
I'm going to just keep eating these tire cracker wings and these Tajin.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Well, I just think, you know, I just assumed. And I shouldn't have done that.
Would have been nice.
Yeah, it just would have been nice.
That's good. All right.
It feels like I've had the whole day already, and I'm only a few hours into my day, and I'm exhausted.
Well, I feel like maybe at the very least, you probably need some time to collect yourself.
Get ready.
Yeah, just
for lunch.
I mean, just a little break. Nikki just needs a break, guys. That's all.
I also could honestly take like two Advil if you have one. Just two.
I got some if you need it.
I'll take some too. Yeah. Just to prepare.
Yeah. Really, what Nikki needs is a couple months off, but she'll be back.
It's perfectly fine.
She's coming back. It's a leave of absence, a sabbatical, really. She's going to be eating Chinese food every day.
I'm going to China.
The Riot is the radio equivalent of Taco Bell meat. Radio U.
All right, Nikki, I'll give you a choice. Cheetos or UPS?
Cheetos.
What do you want? Well,
Cheetos. That's my favorite.
Okay. Well, did you look at the story? I didn't see it until Sunday, but some people are saying it hit last week about that girl that found the really long Cheeto.
No, I did not see that.
You haven't seen it? I actually think there's something terrifying about it. Here, I'll send it to you so you can see the picture. That picture of that long Cheeto, I'm just like, oh.
How is that real? It looks like a fingernail, like one of the really weird ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's Which I guess is if you want to have your fingernail that long, then it's not weird, and I apologize for that. It's not, just when they start to curl and it looks like a branch, it's very weird.
Oh, it's perfect.
Okay, I did it again. It's just very difficult to think you could do anything with that. And here with this Cheeto.
You're not using a touchscreen, I can tell you that.
For sure. This Cheeto is quite weird.
Yeah, it's something, right? Look at all the ways that it twists and goes.
So Jessica purchased the bag of Cheetos, and she got it in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And it's a really, really long one.
Yeah, it's really something, isn't it? So people are saying that Cheeto is fake. That's an internet hoax. And here's the big question. She says that she went ahead and ate the Cheeto. Would you eat that Cheeto?
No way.
I know.
Oh, you'd get video. I mean, you get every possible person in on this to realize that the thing's real.
Well,
you wouldn't eat it right then and there.
Okay. Just to be clear, Nikki, and I mean, I know she takes this the wrong way, but like, you know, there's no need to go to such extreme. Like, this is not...
No, I'm talking Facebook Live. I'm talking Instagram Live.
This is not, like, one of the great archaeological finds of our time.
Please.
Nikki's like, don't touch it! We have to preserve it as it is!
Until it's, like... I don't know if, what's the record company, Guinness, wanted to come and check it, and then you can eat it, but I would want to make sure people could verify it being authentic.
Oh, see, I don't want Guinness to come out and verify it, because what's going to end up happening is they're going to...
They take it?
Or it's by then it's going to be so dried out, you're not going to want it. And you're like, Cheetos are already dried out, son. Then they get that weird, like, they've actually accepted some moisture, and then they've dried out again, and it's just...
Well, what people are saying about this hard-hitting news of the extra-long Cheeto
is
it's actually several Cheetos that managed in the bag to fuse together, because you can see the starting...
You can see the lines.
Yeah, you can see the lines of the Cheetos. So it's not like one just didn't end up being cut or something. It's just in the bag, a perfect storm of... mush together, and then you have one extra large Cheeto.
I don't know if I can accept that.
Man, Frito didn't say anything about it, but I'd be like, you want to buy this back? It should go in headquarters or like the Cheeto Museum.
You get to Frito-Lay. Actually, they did have a Cheetos online museum, remember?
Yeah, they do. So you could do that.
Well, maybe that photo will end up in that. Of course, I'll need to blur the Honda logo out that's there on the...
On the steering wheel.
If they're going to put that there.
So there you go. That's the story of the extra long Cheeto that made some news on Twitter.
So you're saying you wouldn't eat it. It belongs in a museum.
Or I'd wait until everyone's had a chance to look at it and it's had its moment to shine. Uh-huh. And then I would eat it.
Okay. That to me, there's something freaky about it. I wouldn't eat it. I would just be like, I don't know. I'd throw it away.
You'd burn it.
Something's wrong with it.
It's an evil.
It's got the devil in it. Burn that Cheeto.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
Yeah. And potato bread is made up of, like, they put potato in it.
And
it's bread with potato, right?